It was a cold winter's day in the north, far worse than the usual kind. Proper brass, you know. Oh, but look, here's our protagonist wandering out and about on the toon without a big coat on. Not just because he was a northerner, but because his heart was as cold as a rock. Paul Ebenezer Scrooge, or just Paul to most, was coming back from the BBC Radio Newcastle offices, where he'd just finished promoting his podcast, oblivious to the fact that it was Christmas Eve and everybody else was getting ready for the holidays. Personally, I don't like the cold. I'm off to Spain with the bairns and me other half. All-inclusive, you know. First time I've gone all-inclusive. I'm going to be a complete mess all week. E-mam. Paul was a podcaster in one of the city's nerdy groups, but despite his love for nerdism, he hated Christmas. Something about the holidays always made him angry, much to the sadness of those around him.
Is that a dog? I fucking hate dogs, me like.
Scrooge worked with a man named Bob Cratchit, a family man who did a lot for Paul in his spare time.
Mr. Paul, sir. I was looking at the podcast schedule, and it says I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah? We need to get this recorded tomorrow. Why?
Well, I was hoping to get the day off. It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Bah, subscribe to us on YouTube. That's a good excuse every year for robbing me blind.
Robbing you? But Mr. Paul, sir, you don't even
Shut
pay...
Shut up, you. All right, fine, you can have Christmas Day off, but I want you in first thing tomorrow.
It was a good thing that Cratchit had asked first, because he had just worn out what little patience Paul had left. Oh, and here come some lads from the local charity. Oh, nah, he's gonna gun ballistic.
Good day, Mr. Scrooge, and Merry Christmas. We're collecting for the local charity to help shelter poorly animals like cats and dogs. Can we put you down for a sizeable donation?
Charity? I hate charity and animals, especially little dogs. Get out of my office.
Here, man. Mr. Scrooge, didn't be shan. It's Christmas time, man.
Christmas? Bah, follow us on TikTok. Get out!
Oh, he's going absolutely off it, isn't he? I know the story says he's an angry bloke, but this is outrageous. Oh, no. Is that someone singing carols outside his office now? Oh, they better run quick before he kicks their shit in.
Who's that singing outside my door? I'm going to kick their shit in.
Told you.
Oh, nah. Zone band, Paul. Best peg at lake.
Get out of here, you little bastards. Sing Christmas songs on me doorstep, will you? Bah, join the Discord.
That bloody Scrooge. What a bastard, eh? Lucky for us, this was no ordinary Christmas. You see, Paul Ebenezer Scrooge was about to receive something only available to wealthy white people. A second chance at redemption.
You're right, mate.
Fucking hell.
Wait, chill out, man. It's me, your old podcasting partner, Jake, from Gaming Up North. Molly. Yeah, that'll do.
You've just materialised in my bedroom, almost give me a bloody heart attack.
Never mind that, mate. I've come with a ghostly warning. So did you, like, not hear that part? YouTubers normally have a better reaction face, you know?
No, I'm still fuming, man. You've just come at me out of nowhere.
Aye, sorry about that. Being a ghost's hard to control sometimes.
Eh? A ghost? What's happened like?
In life, I was your sometimes co-host. But I sold my soul to the demon Sonic for 10,000 Twitch bits. And now he has me roaming the earth, terrorizing Italian plumbers.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, Paul. That Sonic the Hedgehog.
I am completely lost here, mate.
I saw your little display earlier on, and being the most holier-than-thou member of Nerdy Up North, I thought you could do with a lesson about the value of Christmas. You will be visited by three spirits tonight, and each will teach you a lesson you won't soon forget, Paul. Expect the first one at midnight. I must go now. I got a hot date with Big the Cat. He's dead too. Well, goodbye. I'm Molly and Molly, ooh. I'm Molly and Molly, ooh.
mental, isn't it? Can you imagine a ghost just showing up in your gaff telling you to find the meaning of Christmas? That's like some YouTuber trying to tell you that the Rings of Power isn't a massive pile of wank. Anyway, Scrooge tried to forget his old business partner's warning and get some sleep. But then he was awoken by the striking of the 12th bell.
Who goes there? Someone out there eavesdropping?
I ain't dropping no eaves, honest. I just thought you could deal with a little Christmas joy.
Little here for Christmas joy, isn't it? Bah, join the Facebook group. Who are you supposed to be anyway?
I'm Sean Eston, sir. And I'm playing Samwise Gamgee, the ghost of Christmas past.
And how exactly are you planning on giving me Christmas joy?
Grab my cloak, my Paul, and I'll show you.
It's better not take three movies to get to the fucking point.
The drab interior of Scrooge's study quickly faded away. Stars wheeled by, and Sean Astin of Christmas Past led him to a familiar sight. A dark, smoky room with a small boy sat round a meagre fire, putting bricks in his mouth in the dim light.
Who is that boy?
Well, that's me. Look how young I am.
Hey up, son. Stop chewing them coal bricks and come here. I've got something for you.
Oh, yes, Dad. What have you got for us?
Here you gan, lad. It's been a tough year down pit, but I've gotten you a Lynx Africa gift set.
Get in. Thanks, Dar. Love you.
Oh, a touching moment. Although he didn't have any money, he still provided a heartwarming gift for his son.
Heartwarming? I blew my bloody eyebrows with that deodorant. Where was the Christmas joy in that?
The gift wasn't what's important. It just goes to show that there's some good in this world, Mr. Paul, and it's worth fighting for.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Let's have a look at another year. Oh, this is a strange place. It reminds me of Mordor.
No, I know this place. Cherry Knoll. I used to hang about here all the time. And all my friends are here for a Christmas rave.
You look happy dancing with your friends.
I had no worries then. Spending my Christmas holiday with friends. Exploring abandoned buildings. Chasing big titty goths. I was a proper idiot. Could have been focusing on business.
Oh, Rosy Cotton dancing.
What?
Rosy Cotton dancing. She had ribbons in her hair. If ever I was to marry someone, it would have been her.
I'm gonna leave.
That's right, Mr. Paul. And I'm coming with you.
No, you fucking don't.
Oh, my jaw. You broke it, Mr. Paul. I hope you aren't like this with the next ghost. He'll visit you soon.
Quick as a flash, Scrooge was back in his bedchambers, thinking about Christmases gone by. Suddenly, he heard a noise coming from the next room, so he went to take a look. He's got some brass, like. If I heard a strange bloke in my house in the middle of the night, I'd give him one. I mean, crack him one. Yes.
I suppose you're the ghost of Christmas present, then.
Me? I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
I just said that, man. Who are you anyway? I don't recognise you.
I'm Sean Astin, playing Bob from Stranger Things.
Okay, another Sean Astin. Let's get this over with then. Where are we, Sean?
You won't recognise this place, as you've never been to Cratchit's house.
Why would I go to the houses of people I work with?
Shh! The family is about to arrive.
And where have you been? Dinner's nearly ready.
We were down near the church. Tim said it would be good for the lads to see a cripple.
He's full of it. I said I needed to go to the hospital for my insulin and he told me we needed gravy.
You've been on them gravy mines again, haven't you? You've got a real problem, Bob. The boy needs his medicine.
Now, let's not fight. It's Christmas.
But Dad, me blood sugars!
It's Christmas, boy. Shut up about your pancreas.
That boy. Will he make it?
The future is uncertain, but if you don't change your ways, I see an empty chair next year and an insulin pump without a user.
Me? Sounds like Bob is the one with a problem. Why is he spending his family money on gravy and not the boy's medicine?
Shh! Look, they're about to carve the goose.
I'd like to raise a toast to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
Founder of the feast? Founder of the feast? He doesn't pay you using you to make content. If he was here, I'd give him a right good kick in.
Oh, fucking hell. This thing isn't dead. Tim, lad, pass me that hammer.
A hammer for a goose?
Motherfucker. He's got the punch.
Oh, my God.
Hell, that must be crutch. Where am I going to find
hell, get back here, you wee beastie.
The Gizian Empire will not be defeated.
Poor Tiny Tim. It's not his fault he's got a shit pancreas. Sometimes that's just the hand you're dealt, though. Like my neighbour Sheila. She came home the other day and found her husband in bed with another woman. Absolutely shocking, poor chick. I've been saying it for years, though, that her lad's been proper begging for a pegging. You didn't hear it from me, though.
All right, she's seen Samwise and Bob from Stranger Things. That means the next one she will surely be...
Hey, Scrooge. Are you ready to check out the future?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Sean Astin's most famous role, Doug from the movie 51st Dates.
Unbelievable. Fine, let's go. Where are we?
This is the Nerdy Up North offices. The channel becomes a very successful business and really takes off for you in the future.
And where am I?
In your office, of course. Planning the schedules for the year to come.
That's really good. I'm not even dead. I mean, if I go the way I am now, I'll have a successful podcast.
Podcast? No, friend. You're currently filming season 27 of Top Grumps. It's become a hugely popular card game.
Hello, Top Grumps offices. A huge sponsorship deal, you say? Well, that's a very attractive offer. I'll take your details and get back to you. Guys, that was Pop Figures trying to get another sponsorship deal. Offered $500,000 this time.
Ha! As if, man. We're not peddling that shite. Big Trev gave us twice that last time anyway.
You vile spirit. How can you show me these things? I wish you were Goonies, Sean Austin. He would be kind to us.
Well, it's not exactly set in stone. You still have time to change things, don't you?
But what must I do? How can I avoid this horrible future?
Just embrace Christmas. Be nice to people and give presents.
Of course. Christmas is the key.
And what happened then? Well, in Nunville, they say that Paul's tiny heart grew 3 sizes that day. Medically, this is probably down to a diet of used pop vinyl packaging and cheap Villa Cola, but doctors would later find this abnormality and get him on the right medication.
I'll be the jolliest, happiest, most Christmassy man there is. I'll admit Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Hell, I'll say every movie's a Christmas movie, even Jaws. Thank you, Sean Austin. I could kiss you.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to go. I'm not going to another Christmas Spirits HR seminar. Later, Gator.
Back in his bedchambers, Scrooge awoke to a fresh Christmas morning, with the resolve to change his ways and avoid that grim future. He ran to the window to look out on the city with fresh eyes.
You there, boy in the street. What day is it today?
Fuck off, you nonce.
You there. Outrageously tall boy. Do you know the spa in the street corner?
Aye, I know it.
Go there and buy me the finest pop and pot noodles they have. Come back in 10 minutes.
Just pot noodles, eh? No meat.
You know what? You're right. Does Jackie White still have an enormous roast monkey for sale?
The pork chimp. Aye, that's still there.
I want to buy it. Fetch a butcher and chimp, and I'll give you a prize.
Get in.
I'll send it to Bob. He'll never know it was me. In fact, he'll go over there and give it to him myself.
And so, Scrooge went to visit the Cratchits' house, a totally normal thing for an employer to do, and not creepy as fuck at all.
Ah, me mates! Glad I bumped into you. I was so rude yesterday, and I'd like to support your charity by doing a 24-hour charity podcast next month. I'll finalise the details and be in touch. Thank you, friends.
Who the fuck was that?
Wasn't it that gadget who kicked a dog and chased us out his office yesterday?
You're right, that is him. What's he on about? 24-hour podcast. We need money, man.
Mr. Paul, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? You should have been at work a few hours ago.
But Mr. Scrooge, sir, you said I could have the day off.
Day off? You think I gave you the day off?
Ah, is that Scrooge? Ah, nah, I'm going off it. Hold me earrings. I'm going to actually claw his fucking eyes out.
Whoa, lass, relax. I've had a change of heart and I've come round to celebrate Christmas with you and your sickly child.
How do you know I've got a sickly child?
Me and Sean Austin were watching you through the window last night. Now let's all go inside. I've bought an enormous amount of meat and gravy for us all to share.
The fuck? Who are all these people?
I'm just here for the meat and gravy, like.
And so Scrooge joined the Cratchits for a lovely Christmas meal, and even though Mrs. Cratchit was still proper fuming, she had a couple of glasses of port and quickly wound her neck in.
Bob, I've been thinking that maybe you do deserve something in return for all the work you do. Here, I've got your rare pop vinyl for you.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
You hold on to that. It will only ever increase in value. Tiny Tim, I heard your pancreas is worth shit. So for you, I've gotten you a sugar pop vinyl.
This is worthless. I need medicine, please.
To Mr. Paul Scrooge, the nicest rich man in town, to every bullet into charity by ghost. Here's to you.
Cheers. And now, as a special Christmas treat, let's all do a special episode of the podcast to talk about our top 5 Christmas movies.
Yay!
Yay!
And Scrooge was as good as his word. He was as good as any man in the good old world. Not entirely sure what that's supposed to mean like, and sometimes good men are boring as fuck, and you just want a snort of poppers and a really bad boy. Anyway, it was always said that Paul knew how to keep Christmas well, and to Tiny Tim, who managed to sell his pop vinyl for some insulin, Scrooge was like a weird uncle, and as he always said,
God help us, somebody please help us!
Shut up, Tim lad, pancreases aren't real!
Good night, everybody, and Merry Christmas.